We're talking about water. Present are
Lenore,
Mary,
Mira,
Rodolfo,
Steve,
Mark. Rodolfo with his mouth full.
Water. Water.
What? Milk.
Really?
Got water?
See, we're saying you walked in without
expectation. Okay. I had no expectation about this film whatsoever. I had seen a rather oblique preview to it that all I could remember in the preview was there were a lot of people sitting around by bodies of water. I mean, I literally did not know what the plot was. I wasn't even sure what country that it took place in. So I was completely, I was surprised by it. I have to tell you that I don't want to be first. I was very I don't know what I haven't decided what I think about this movie yet.
Just saw it.
It had a certain amount of emotional impact. It did have a tendency to follow rather expected paths, but then it would like veer into something that I wasn't anticipating, or that if I was anticipating, I wasn't quite ready for, like, that young, what happens to the young girl at the end. And we were talking about the character of the romantic male lead and how he, if he would actually, if he really knew the truth about that young woman, he seemed very simplistic to me. He seemed more like a representation of a polemic. Like, he represented, because he was always dressed half in European and half in Indian clothes, and I just didn't know if he would really be capable of casting aside the traditions of his family, like, for instance, if he knew that that woman were prostitutes. But anyway, I'm ready to, like, pass the
When he went to look for her, he knew, or he wouldn't have shown his face in the film to pick her up, to go get her.
At the end,
because his father.
No, at the end he knew. Yeah.
No, but even before he knew, because when she went to service his father.
Oh, he knew. Yeah.
He didn't see her then.
No, but he stood outside the window and his friend said, "Romeo, Romeo." And he knew that that was the girl.
So?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No.
Well,
then he saw the girl kill her, and he knows that went on in some widows. He did not know.
I don't think so.
He certainly didn't know his father was.
He didn't know his father.
Yeah, was a user of the service.
And all of this serves to reinforce my feeling that he as a character didn't have enough levels for me to really believe in his behavior.
For me, their relationship is fine.
Yes.
And you saw her walking by one day and thought she was beautiful and fell in love with her.
It's like a Jane Austen novel, huh?
Yeah.
It's like a Jane Austen novel.
Or Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah.
And that was the part I didn't care for, was the romance. And especially when I thought it was going to be a happy ending, that they were actually going to...
When you thought it was going to...
Yeah, there was a moment where you thought, when she went to him
it would have been the worst movie.
That would have been terrible.
Yeah. It would have been terrible.
Yeah. Although part of you wants it to happen.
Yeah, of course.
Because I was raised on Disney like every other girl.
It was like Disney.
I'm a girl, you know.
On the other hand, the way it ended with her dying. But you saw that coming. It could not. This is a love.
It's the only way it could end.
Yeah. And so.
Oh, wait a minute. Why are you saying
It just felt that way because of everything. The history, the tradition, the story could not have ended any other way. It could not have been a happy
story. I agree with that.
And it had to do with the message that the film was trying to get across. If it was a happy ending, the message couldn't come across. And it had to do with everything else that set it up within the story, in addition to what the film was trying to do. And I kind of felt like, I really wish this love could work out. I really wish.
Yeah, I knew you do want it.
But I knew that it could never happen.
Well, I didn't have that much problem with the romance. To me, it added another layer to what these women went through and what their life was like and what it could be like and things like that. But it was distracting in a way, but I didn't think so much. So.
But what about the character of the young man? Because, like, for me, I wasn't objecting so much to the romance, but more to
but
him.
But I believe, I think he was
character.
A metaphor for what India was going through at the time.
Well, yeah.
He was a little too obvious.
Yeah.
There's that idealism, and he's just an intellectual.
Yeah, he knew about Gandhi, and it's right. His father was a
I actually could buy that. I think the thing would be, could he actually do it?
Right.
I could imagine him having these ideals, and even going to get one. But if they'd actually managed to come together, what would have happened to that?
Yeah.
It couldn't have worked.
That would have been more interesting to me, though. That would have been more interesting to me to see that.
It would have been a different movie, though.
Personally, it couldn't work, or in society, their society.
In their society, with that mother and that father and that house.
And also their own internalized things from that.
Yeah, but he was moving away. So it could have possibly.
Yeah, but people have internalized.
But what do those two have in common?
Yeah.
Those who? The boy and the girl?
Yeah.
Boy and girl?
Yeah.
What do they have in common?
They're really good looking.
They're both good looking, and they're both hot for each other, and that's about.
Because he couldn't read or write, but he, you know, she fit into his
fantasy.
His fantasy, his liberal fantasy of, you know, moving away from what his parents did, and even his friends, his cynical friends. He was kind of interesting.
Well, that's why it's kind of
the friend was really interesting.
She wants the country to get out of this barbaric practice.
Who does? He does.
No, the woman who made the movie.
She fought all those groups that tried to stop her, and so bringing her out of it
and them falling in love would have been part of it, but she knew it couldn't be that way and it had to end tragically.
I think it had to end tragically.
Well, I would have liked it not to have ended in a suicide.
Yes, I have a problem with that.
I know. Women always suicide. I agree with you.
That's not okay. I mean, she could have run away and been a lesbian.
I mean, she would have been kidding, but something else.
But the thing is, where could she have gone?
This is the only way out.
Right.
Yeah, but the thing is, think about it. Would she become a beggar on the street or a prostitute? Those were her alternatives.
Nothing else.
Well, that was good.
Because her family probably wouldn't take her back in.
No, she'd been a widow since she was 7 or 9 or something. Yeah.
The message wouldn't have been as strong. You wouldn't have come to the theater with your emotions riled up and everything. If she had, you know, got a job as a drugstore clerk or something.
Right.
It wouldn't have been the movie that you saw and then you walked out of the theater.
And so her compromise was to have her commit suicide, but then for there to be some hope for the young
man.
The middle-aged woman who was kind of mean at first, she changed the most in the course of the movement, and she had a struggle.
You know, there was like behind those her face. You could see there was a lot of longing and a lot
and
of thinking
was,
and a lot.
Yeah. She was questioning the religious man that was serving, I don't know what the relationship or what the function of that rite was.
But she was always asking him
and expressing her doubts.
And I thought she was risking something by even asking or doubting the word of the book.
She was actually stepping outside of the prescribed role.
Right.
By questioning.
So you could see it in her that she would cooperate in some way to the change.
And then her character is left up with almost with a freeze frame on her, equivalent of one. You wonder where would she go?
I thought that was phenomenal. That last take.
And how long it lasts
and the light.
I thought it would be better.
She turned around and faced the train. Because she was turning around and looking back.
So what am I going to do?
But still, it's like
I would have said a lot more if she turned around and faced the train or faced another direction rather than looking back.
Honestly, Mark, can never make you happy.
I was just and in the end there, I said, turn another way. Don't turn back.
Her back. And then the camera on her back.
She was questioning. She was trapped between the two, I thought.
So it's kind of like the freeze frame at the end of 400 Blows or something. It's that open-ended. I thought that was the strength. I thought she was the strength of the movie.
Yeah,
I thought a lot of the other characters were kind of hackneyed and kind of obvious.
Well, then Gandhi kind of makes the statement about, I used to think God was truth, now I believe truth is God. That was an important thing for her to hear.
Yeah.
In terms of her being able to reconstellate.
Right. She wasn't a Gandhi follower. She just kind of got swept up and, you know, in the first question. Yeah.
Well, she didn't really know.
I think I say something, and I forgot what it was.
Good. Now I remember what I wanted to say.
No.
When you were talking about how light painted the character was of the male lead, there's one thing that just seemed it just didn't seem like it was going to come out of this guy. And the end where they're just before they're on the riverbank and they're talking about the woman's death, and he said something about
the economic
stuff in religion. It just seemed like so far beyond where his understanding is supposed to be.
He was a lawyer. He's been reading and traveling and thinking. He was very well educated. That's why all the style.
Sophisticated to understand.
He was sophisticated.
You know, I thought that was the author.
He was sophisticated.
I don't like the voice of the author. It was the voice of the author. I felt that way myself.
Yeah, I can buy that, but I didn't think that was. I thought one of the best moments was when he talked to his father. And he accused his father we're told not to use the laws to our benefit or something. It's like the father was, I wish they would have showed the father sooner. I thought it was odd that we didn't see him until that scene. Because he's supposedly the liberal and the open thinker and all of this. I think it would have been more interesting to know him and have some feeling for the father and then see that he, still is, when it suits him to, use the prostitute and go against the rule. They bend the rules to make it work for them, the Brahmin.
Well, if you're in the top economic class, or whatever the hell you want.
Exactly. Even though you're a liberal thinker. So I thought the father could have been drawn more in a more interesting way. Like the friend was kind of interesting.
Yeah, the friend was.
Cynical friend.
The young man.
Quoting Shakespeare.
Right, he quoted Shakespeare.
Because
it worked for him. I mean, he was very
probably more prosperous,
very self-centered, but was upfront about it. Yeah.
So I always ask myself this: if the movie is engaging enough, I always say, where are these characters going to be in a year? Like, if we were going to be looking at them in a year, like for instance, that young girl, the little girl.
What
do you think she'll be in a year?
She'll be there still.
She'll be
with that guy. Do you think?
He took her.
She's going to be educated.
I imagine
he would teach her how to read or get her going, make her think.
Maybe adopt her.
Do you think so? Now, do you think he'll marry somebody else?
Yeah.
And set up a nice political whatever. This is what's happening. It's like what we're. This is what I question for me in terms of a movie. A lot of times when I go, where are they going to be in a year? I get all these really complex inner things. But in this movie, we're seeing a lot of kind of obvious things about where they're going to be in a year, which to me is a reflection on the characters. You know what I mean? Because sometimes when you see
the character is open,
you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes when I saw L'Enfant, did you see L'Enfant?
No.
Or when it's a Match Point, we could get into arguments.
Match Point.
Well, no, I don't want to get into that. No, but we could get into arguments. arguments about where that guy was going to be in a year.
Matchpoint was a great discussion.
And in this
thing
film,
about it, though, is that we have very little idea what possibilities are
in that time, 1938 place,
India.
I don't even have
a good idea of what possibilities are there now.
Wasn't that number staggering?
Yeah, it
21 million widows.
Well, yeah, it still goes on.
Millions?
On the fact that they burned down our movie theater.
Yeah, repeatedly.
Really?
She had to film it in Sri Lanka.
Sri Lanka. Yeah.
So they had to film it in India.
So they still feel that strongly about this.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
He's getting a lot of publicity from it. So.
Who?
The fact that it was cut down. The director.
What about her? She wrote it too, right?
Written and directed. Well, that's it was so hard to make the film. She was shut down so many times by
all her three films have been banned on the end.
Earthquake?
The trilogy has been.
Earthquake?
Really?
Wow, why?
All right.
Why that one?
Because it had the hints of female sexuality.
Okay.
Did you see it?
Somebody told me one was about a lesbian couple.
Yeah. That's Fire.
Well, it's about more than that.
It's about India.
Well, it's a lot of eroticism.
It's about India.
And it's between women.
And the clashes and the rules and the traditions. And
I was very disappointed. Very disappointed. I don't really remember why. It was like 9 years ago.
I have to tell you, you're telling me that makes me want to reconsider this movie. Because if people responded that way to this movie, that means that it's a really important movie.
That whole thing about
Discipline. One person talking at a time.
Sorry, Tammy.
Put your hand up if you want to talk. I want to talk.
Mark.
I was going to say.
Well, you better say something now.
About people shutting down the film.
How important of a film it was.
Yeah. That puts a different perspective on it.
I'll remember. Somebody else.
Well, I want to say that if you want to read a not very good review of this, my friend Jeff Anderson, who writes...
Why would we want to do that?
Why would
we want to do that? Because I think he made a really good point. He said, this is a great idea for a film, but it's not executed very well. And so that you can separate the politics and, you know, and that she's getting by, in a way, on all this publicity about it. It's basically, he thought it was simplistic. I didn't read it in detail because I hadn't seen it yet. But I want to go back and read it now. And it's on Rotten Tomatoes and whatever. It's one of the negative ones on Rotten Tomatoes about this film. Yes.
I agree that the plot's simplistic. More of a story, an allegory. I thought it was executed well. I thought the film was beautiful. The soundtrack was right on, except maybe a little too Bollywood at certain points.
Is Bollywood synonymous with sweet and glamorous or what?
Over the top.
When
it was celebrating, but the shots were so well composed. The lighting,
you're right.
So
the colors, just the intro with the water and the water lily.
Right, and the sound.
I already like
the sound. And the sound in the background.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know the cart. You can hear the wheels of the cart.
Yeah.
Very well.
Yeah, it's just really, really well done. I couldn't think of any one shot.
Necessary.
We used to have a rattle, not a knife.
Yeah, I agree with you. And one thing that I kept thinking in this movie was she made India, that location, so stunning and so full of such fabulous things that to me it actually made the plight of the widows much more heartbreaking because they were in the middle of this incredibly rich, gorgeous place with this incredible culture and they're like thrust aside. And it was the contrast between how gorgeous everything was and the rituals and the attempt for spiritual understanding and everything, and then the position of the women was so disheartening. So,
except I think that that was all part and parcel of the same thing.
In what way?
Well, that was part of the spiritual.
Oh yeah, no, yeah, that, yes, of course, yeah. Yeah. It was against the women.
Yeah.
It turned against the women.
Very,
yeah.
Happy working
yeah.
Thing. And I also want to say, yeah, it struck me as like this very, very traditional film structure. You know, it's very, very, you know, we know what's going to happen. It's just thing, so it's not innovative, but I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think she communicated this incredible truth, and that that's what she wanted to do.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. And it was successful.
Oh, wow.
This is for you guys.
Did anyone have any idea that this went on before seeing this movie?
No, and there you go. So yeah. It did educate me. I mean, I know about burning the brides, and you know, yeah. I mean, I've heard bits of it, but the number in the end, that
was unbelievable. Yeah.
It was an educational film.
Right.
If it's doing that for the world, that's
and educational
great.
Too.
Yeah,
I
right.
mean, you come away from it going, this
right.
isn't okay.
This isn't okay. Yeah, even though it took place in the past. Yeah.
Do you think she deliberately let the one woman keep her hair and all the other ones
cut out
to her? Because she's the prostitute of the bunch.
Yeah. She keep her beauty.
The money, the food.
Yeah. How old do you think she was?
Who?
The prostitute.
In the film or in real life?
In the film. She seemed like she was supposed to be younger than she actually was physically. She acted very childlike, but she looked to me like she was in her
20s.
Yeah.
The time when she's taken by the eunuch across the river to the guy's father.
Uh-huh.
My impression was that was the first time and the only time she had done that. Because she was like,
really?
Take me back. Because remember, she was like, take me back.
That's because she fell in love.
Oh.
So she was changed.
Yeah. She was the breadwinner of the bunch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why wish they would have shown us that ahead of time?
What?
I didn't think that was established.
What? That?
But she'd been prostituted by the brothel.
Oh, yeah.
The
oh, yeah.
Because
the eunuch was a regular character.
No. There's a scene where the lawyer and his friend were talking by the river, and
right.
there was a boat going across the
right.
river.
Right. No,
and his
sure.
friend mentioned that that's a woman mm-hmm. who was a prostitute who had serviced her client.
But wasn't that when she
and
was going
then right
to
after that,
no, it was
shot
earlier.
Of her on the boat
right.
yeah. across the river.
Her face
yes.
was the
yeah, then right. It was an earlier yeah. trip.
And then later
right.
on,
although,
yeah.
It was poorly lit. The pimp was poorly lit.
Okay, right.
But
yeah, but
the
that
pimp
was
always in blue, so
right.
it was
oh, yeah. okay.
And in fact, that the older woman said at some point earlier on that they needed her
to bring
to
food.
Support. Yeah.
Well, I knew that was a plan.
Yeah.
I just didn't get that it was already.
Yeah.
But then did she get to keep some of the money herself?
It looked like she did.
Because she gave
she
the
did.
Money for the cremation.
She did.
It looked
she
like
did.
She
so
did.
So there must have been some agreement or
collusion.
Right, or...
She's stealing it.
And she said, yeah, this is the money for my own cremation, and she gave it for Anne.
Yeah,
she
made it.
They pressured her for the money, too.
Yeah.
There was no money.
Pay up.
Yeah.
I thought it was very effective.
Yeah, I actually did,
too.
I think that what you were, somebody was saying something about feeling that the male character was just too what was it you said? Was it you, Mary? Too shallow? Or
he was more like the political statement than a multidimensional character to me.
Yeah.
You know, and so.
Yeah, he was.
But I did get very caught in the romance. That romantic scene under the trees. Sometimes I get this like left brain, right brain response to things, and part of me is going, "Oh God, corny." She's going, you know, with the
other part.
There was a corny scene.
Tears coming down.
There is a corny. Is that the one where he's walking, smiling under the rain?
Oh, I love that scene.
That was interesting.
I like that scene though.
I like the use of the rain.
Yeah,
the water.
Yeah.
Which reminds me, I'm showing Monsoon Wedding tomorrow in my class.
Oh.
Ever since we saw that in this group, I show it in my class often. Because I think it's very complex.
Well, one thing I noticed about this woman was always making female submissive gestures when she was with them. The young prostitute. Whenever she was with them, she was always like this. I mean, it's like always in this kind of submissive kind of pose. I mean, it went with her character.
Which would make sense.
And it wasn't like out of character. But I found that really interesting.
What about the puppy?
I thought they were going to eat it. I kept waiting for them to kill the puppy. That's a cliche.
To find the puppy.
It's
in the beginning, it's like,
I was glad.
The puppy hidden, and then it never...
All of a sudden, it's part of the family.
It didn't matter,
But, you know, but when they sold the young girl, that's when I said, they're not going to sell her. I knew they were going to sell her, and I wanted it to not happen. By that point, I was horrified.
I didn't know that
I wanted
it
to stop it before it happened.
Oh, as soon as they started asking her, does she want to go home, I knew right now. I did not know.
Well, that's why did you know beforehand, before the film?
See, I knew that because there was no breadwinner.
As soon as the other woman went, they put her. Oh, my God.
I thought that whole scene was well done.
Yeah.
They added
the
what? Of horror to it. You know?
Surreal. Oh, my God.
You know, leading up to it.
When she arrived.
You're in a play.
Perfect. That was utterly horrifying. But it's true. As soon as that mama was smiling at her and going, you know, like, do you want to go home? And it's like, are you sure you want to go home?
Oh, I don't think she wants to go home.
Well, no, but it's like she wanted the girl to say she was willing to do it. It was like, oh, please, let's have another movie plot right here. I didn't want that to happen to her.
Well, I liked when they were home with the guy, and the little girl says, well, where are the men?
And in fact, that very first scene where she's with the fat woman and the woman says you're not supposed to, widows are half dead, you're not supposed to feel, and she says something like, why, you know, what makes you think you can feel? She says, with my living half or something. I can't remember the exact word.
She says, why is it that women who are half dead suffer? She said, because they're still half alive?
Yeah. That was so good.
Who had the dialogue?
With the very first time the little girl is brought to where the widows are and introduced to that fat woman, and she bites her, and then the fat woman gives her a speech about how widows were half dead and about feeling.
Oh, and the little girl asked something.
You know, the little girl was totally charming.
I thought she could have been better. I thought that character should have
told you.
As you guys are talking about that character and the little things, you know, the little bits of dialogue she did here and did here and did here, I'm thinking that character could have been a lot more richer.
In what way?
With another actor.
I thought she was
with more dialogue, more bits of business.
But that's not the actress.
I thought
the writing.
She was kind of like a peripheral character to the whole thing.
Oh, I didn't
think
so.
Think of other movies you've seen with child actors and how into them you were. And think about how into this girl you were.
I really liked her. I was into her.
She was remarkable.
I really felt when that awful thing happened, I was like totally torn to shreds. In your movie, your way.
And also in terms of the edit for that right before that was preceded by that festival of color. And just that joy and exuberance.
It was so gorgeous.
Well, how about the joy when she bought the fried sweets?
Touching.
Yeah. And when the guy says, widows can't have
I know, what a
what
concept.
Are you doing
because
not
everything
to have
else.
Any pleasure.
Because you can't have sex, you can't have fried food.
No pleasure.
I thought it was bad in the U.S.
No pleasure in your life ever.
No fried.
Then I thought, that little Baba Ganoush killed that old woman.
Right.
And she died or whatever.
And she asked
She said it.
Yeah.
She was afraid. She confessed
She ate. Right. And they said, no, she'll be eating that in heaven or whatever. Yeah. No, I thought it was subtle anymore. I hate when they overdo the little kid. Like Tatum O'Neill or some little word.
I still think one of our actress.
No. The actress just said it.
Would you have anybody in mind?
My daughter.
Oh. Did you bring
No.
Your daughter?
I want to see there. I'm at home with this charmer, and I get charmed every day, so.
Yeah.
Because you're a daddy.
It's hard to live up to that.
Wow.
But that's one of the roles you have of being daddy, is to be utterly and completely in love and charmed by a daughter.
Sure.
I'm not saying she isn't utterly lovable and charming, but you know what I mean.
No, I thought this girl was just right.
I thought she was pretty good. Yeah. I thought she was good.
Okay, compare it to whale riding. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and she's a different type of protagonist. She's a remarkable
character. Okay, in that story.
That's your role. But that's writing, that's not acting.
I'm not saying it's not just the acting. I'm saying it's the writing, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying if there was more business, more dialogue,
I thought it was just right.
Yeah, I thought
Are you sending Miss Deepa Mehta back to the drawing
room? I'm just saying, if there's one thing that could have been better, me.
What would you have wanted?
I thought that was minor compared to the wooden one.
A character that I got into as much as I get into the Will Rock character. That's what I would have wanted.
Well, with her film, that was a very different approach. She was the protagonist and carrying on. Her grandfather was passing the stuff to her. And that was a different, much more active because she had to ride the wind.
I didn't like Will Rock.
Yeah, I wasn't so crazy about Will Rock either, like everybody else was.
I liked that a lot because of the fantasy world. The whale and the trip into the ocean.
Pretty
I like that.
Yeah, the mythological
aspect.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and so that's different because it was a mythological role. This is a gritty role. That wasn't a gritty role.
But this is isn't too far from the mythological. I mean, it's a story.
It is kind of like a fairy tale or a story.
A very true story.
Which one? This one? This is water?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a story.
It's an allegory.
Well, and I think that, again, remember, this is India, where their stories tend to be allegories. Yeah, I think that is a good point.
I think that it is India. India is the character.
Yeah.
India is the only character, because that's the statement.
To me, this whole movie and all the characters were just like metaphors to tell
India,
for different aspects of India.
Yeah.
And the whole situation of what's going on.
But you can have multidimensional metaphors.
For that matter, I don't look at these characters as being literal characters in this movie.
For that matter,
look at them as being a representation of a lot of different things.
Right, but if you want to watch it, it has to be.
Oh yeah, it's a story. Yeah.
Characters, and any good myth of any country has depth to it, and has something that you want to.
Well, it was a very affecting movie, and we learned stuff.
And that's when she did a remarkable job. If you want to learn more about these and other situations in India, I recommend again a book I've recommended to you for a few years, A Fine Balance.
Oh, who wrote that?
A Fine Balance.
Is it a non-fiction or non-fiction?
It's fiction. It's historical fiction.
Oh, good.
And it covers that whole area. Rowenton Mystery. MISTRY. He's an Indian living in. By that name, I would imagine he's probably English somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Rowenton Mystery. He lives in Toronto. Mystery.
This film, did you notice, was totally funded by Canada.
By the way.
Oh.
I hadn't made that connection.
Totally.
A Fine Balance.
Yeah, I'm going to go to them for funding for my film.
Yeah.
Roland.
Yeah.
What, how do you spell that?
Rowenton, R-O-H-I-N.
Oh, that is very British.
Rowenton.
I wonder why they were like that.
Mystery, M-I-S-T-R-Y.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm doing.
It's one of the best books I've read in the past 10 years.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. As Mark says, for me.
How do you spell mystery?
M-I-S-T-R-Y.
Well, I really appreciate it so much.
I get excited about innovations.
Yeah, right.
But I really appreciate what she's doing.
Yeah.
So much from us.
For sure.
Every single one.
Yeah, it's definitely worth seeing.
And they're always beautiful. They're always...
Did anybody else see any of the other films? You have.
I saw all of them.
You did.
And she's made other films, too. What's her... Deeply had to lose.
Because her name is Camille.
I bet we are.
Her name
made other films.
Did you ever see this movie called Bandit Queen? About this woman who is... I always wonder about how she becomes a leader of like thousands of people. She becomes like a representative of the untouchable, and actually did lead revolts. She was a murderess as well, and then she became like a politico and was elected to public office or something. It's like some really complex thing, and I remember it was a really fascinating movie. It took place in India, and in recent times, because considering how women's role is in India, and for her to be in that kind of situation is pretty amazing.
What are you looking for?
People online. I was just going to look up for other films.
This isn't for wife. Oh, for this woman.
You want internet movie database?
We don't have it here.
Last time we're coming here.
Besides these three, and I'm trying to think.
Did she do Bandit Queen?
This was one maybe. Did she do Mississippi Masala?
I think they would have mentioned that.
I don't think so.
Films.
Yeah. Very, very different in style.
Yeah, I know. But I think that she did. But at any rate.
Did you like those two others?
I thought they were all kind of problematic. I don't remember why.
So you thought this was the best out of the three?
I don't know. There's so many things at work. I was in the mood for this one today, and I did learn something. I mean, I'm just so astounded by those numbers and by what she ran up against that I think it's... And I love the little girl, and I really love the Didi character. She was very mysterious. There was so much longing for what could have been. I found that interesting.
Okay, well, here was one of my pet peeves that I'm okay with it. I can just hear all your comments going like, yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Oh, I wasn't even going to bother to say it. Well, during the film, before we got into the whole thing about the allegory, before I knew the whole thing was prostitution and all that, I was kind of annoyed that, well, of course he falls for the one that's got the long hair.
Right.
But then,
right.
It would have been a more interesting film if he
fell for Didi.
Yeah.
No, I agree. And that's why I say it was wooden. I think it was Cinderella. It was, you know, the whole romance. She was gorgeous. He was gorgeous. It was, no, I think that was a problem.
And I felt
she wasn't even interesting for him.
Yeah.
She was gorgeous.
She was.
And there's
something
I agree with you there. I totally agree with you both there. That
yeah.
It kind of took me out from the film and said, she's going for the you know, the advertisement page.
And that may have to do with, again, with the new India. And in India, there is the new mythology, which is Bollywood. And the Bollywood is always the perfect woman and the perfect man. And if she wants it to be seen in India, maybe that's well worth it.
Right.
Well,
and to not to give that up and to have.
Mm-hmm.
There were some Bollywood moments with the color and the dancing and the swirling.
But I think that other film came before Bollywood. And maybe Bollywood was influenced.
Bollywood's been around a long time. Yeah.
How long? You know?
20 years, 30 years.
Well, these two actors are supposed to be two of the most popular actors.
Well, then they're in Bollywood.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
Oh,
if you're popular,
very
you're a star in India, yeah. You are involved in Bollywood.
Well, they were certainly very attractive.
They were charismatic. I can see him in Bollywood, yeah.
I don't even mind her being attractive. I just like the whole thing about, well, of course she has her long hair.
Right.
Well, it would have been interesting.
And then when her hair,
somebody with her hair showing on the street and be taken, you know.
Right, exactly. Well, and I thought Dee Dee was very interesting looking, and she did have this. Yeah.
And also, I was annoyed by the, I don't like this scenario, but I was annoyed by the romance because I thought the movie was about the little girl.
Right, and then it shifted.
You know, and
then
it did
shift. I didn't like it. I felt like it got a little off track.
But it came back.
But that happens all the time. There's always some, like, they had a staging of South Pacific, and there's like the main story, but then there's like the story that brings out the political point of the movie that's to the side.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, that's what they did in this as well.
Yeah, there's a lot.
I didn't realize, this is totally off the wall, but I didn't realize that South Pacific was about racism. And when they made that movie,
oh, that was shocking.
They cut tons of South Pacific out. Mm-hmm. It's really, I only saw part
of it. The young officer who fell in love with the happy cop. Yeah.
Well, no, but it's not only that, but it's like the nurse is in love with the mysterious European, but when she meets his children and they're half, they're only halfway, and learns that he had been cohabitating with a native woman, she rejects him. She leaves.
Yeah.
She's like so, you know, shocked and disturbed by this. She turns around in the end, but it's like a major, like, whoa, kind of moment, you know? So, anyway.
That's a funny expression.
Well,
are you a native woman?
I know.
I know. It's you.
Quote, unquote.
Yeah, I know. I know
kind of like native
right,
something. No, it's weird.
Yeah. Okay, so we all basically give this thumbs up, even though we have.
I didn't say anything. I'm just looking at it.
Oh, you didn't
I was going to say, well, I think we all do, but we all have.
Do you know, this is
our complaint. I have a major
symbol.
Which one is yours?
This is a potency symbol.
What symbol?
Potency symbol. That's what that came from.
Thank you. Okay, that makes sense.
I mean, to me, again, it's like the discussion we had about Brit. It's like, for what it was trying to do and what it did, it did a great job. And I feel the same way.
But what else?
Yeah.
How else would you want to judge it?
Well, because
it's not a great film that'll, you know, go down through the ages or something. The only film of the last year that's going to be remembered in 10 years is Matt Floyd. I had to get that.
What was Match Point about?
That's surprise.
You didn't like it.
The discussion of the last meeting.
Oh, it came up again?
Everything went back to Match Point.
When you were talking about Brick?
When we were talking about Brick.
Oh, and here, and I brought Match Point.